This is Steve Sherlock with another podcast for Franklin Matters. This is the 15th in the series. This one will focus on the five things you need to know about what happened in Franklin this week. First, the town council meeting on the 17th appointed the new school building committee. This is the one that will work on the high school, primarily, but because there will be other school buildings that will need work on them before the high school is actually completed, the committee is not called the High School Building Committee. The State Department of Education has guidelines that determine the makeup of the committee, so the town council was expressly careful to follow the guidelines in making their appointments. In this clip that you'll hear from the town council meeting on the 17th, we'll hear Chair Chris Feely read the appointments.
I'll list some names and then ask for a motion and approval. But before that, I want to state that the process that we went through, as a school building committee, there are requirements that the state asks for certain positions within the town, such as town council, school committee, the superintendent, the principal of the school. So there are a lot of appointments to this committee that really weren't discretionary. Then there were a lot of very qualified applicants, and it was very difficult to bring that list down to a manageable number. We ended up with 15 people on this committee. There's the people from the town that are required. There's an architect, several architects, a couple of engineers, some former counselors, an attorney that deals with risk management. I believe we ended up with a really strong building committee. And unfortunately, we couldn't take everyone that submitted their application, but we do appreciate that they did so. So I'm going to read the list. First is town officials, Chris Feely, town council, Scott Mason, town council, Ed Cafasso, school committee, Paul Mullen, school committee, Maureen Sabolinski, assistant superintendent, Pamela Gould, who is the high school principal, Mike D'Angelo, who is the town and school facilities director, Jeff Nutting, town administrator. And the citizens are Lou Alvado, Thomas Cameron, William Gould, Rob Halter, Mike LeBlanc, Thomas Mercer, and Scott Nathan.
Motion to ratify the so-forementioned names of people to the school building committee for Franklin High School.
Second.
Or should I go to the school building?
Just school
building. Okay, just school building.
We'll entail more.
Just school building.
Second.
Is there any discussion or questions?
How long will this committee be in tax, Mr. Chairman?
Until the high school project is done, unless they've started another project in the interim, and then it'll be allowed until it's done.
So the primary project would be the high school, but there's a possibility to be other school-related projects as well?
Yes, there's concerns about what we need to be done for Davis there, Comet, or Kennedy in the short term. Anyone else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No.
The listing of the town officials and citizens that make up the 15 members of this committee is available on the blog Franklin Matters. Second, the bylaw to rezone some parcels along Route 140 or West Central Street near the Knights of Columbus and Dunkin' Donuts ends up being rescheduled for another meeting, as it was evident that the matter was not going to gain enough votes. Two councilors were absent on that meeting, and a two-thirds majority is required to pass the bylaw change. One factor for the lack of cohesion on the decision was the Department of Planning and Community Development had not provided additional information requested by a couple of council members at the last discussion of this item in the prior meeting. In this segment from the town council meeting of the 17th, you'll hear the request and the response from Brian Tabner, the director of the Department of Planning and Community Development.
Jeff, do you have any comments or anything?
No, if anybody has the same information as last week, let's attempt to expand our business opportunities.
I looked for more information on the request from last week.
Why?
I can't see it anyway. Right, when you come up. Did you receive any more information in regards to what their intention was? What's the purpose of the rezoning?
Brian Turner, Director of Planning and Community Development. I have not
I had any communication the last 2 weeks with anyone related to this project. I guess when I left here the other night, I did not realize you wanted additional information. I did not research for any reason.
The third item, the working sessions for the Franklin Financial Planning Committee, started in earnest this past Thursday night. Fire Chief McCarraher spent about 45 minutes reviewing his operation, followed by Police Chief Williams. These two discussions were the most informative of all the meetings that I personally have attended in the last 18 months. The conversations were in depth. The two gentlemen were fair, accurate, very informed on their department and on their operation. I learned so much. The information generated from this session will be very helpful in telling the story as the Franklin Financial Planning Committee goes forward. You should recall that the FPC, or the Financial Planning Committee, is charted with developing the long-term plan for the town. Assuming there is an override next year, which is very likely, what is the long-term outlook? How many overrides will there need to be? Or is something like the Arlington plan going to work here in Franklin? So stay tuned on this one. I certainly would be paying attention to it and help bring it to your attention as well. Fourth item of importance this week. Doubting Anonymous should be satisfied now. As reported in the Franklin Gazette, delivered on Friday to your home, and in the Milford Daily News on Sunday, Superintendent Wayne Ogden confirmed again that yes, there really were 44 teachers laid off and not replaced this school year. Debbie Pellegrini and the Brick School Association filed a Freedom of Information request and obtained the information on the teachers let go. Now that that information is out there, you have the proof that the teachers were indeed let go. Let it go. Let's get on with business. Let's work together to avoid another layoff. And the fifth and final item this week, I think question one is the most imminent danger that Franklin faces. What is question one? The state income tax repeal, also known as question one, will be on the ballot November 4th. It's an initiative, citizen initiative, state statute. It'll appear on the ballot. If the measure passes, it will end the state's current 5.3% income tax on wages, interest, dividends, and capital gains. In the blog posting accompanying this podcast, I will have the link to some objective information from the ballotpedia.org. You'll be able to find the link to the yes position. You'll be able to link to find the no position. What would it mean for Franklin? Well, where would you cut $11 million from the town budget? That's really the issue. Forget about the happy talk of getting $3,700 back in your pocket. Where would you cut $11 million from the town budget? Public safety is about $9 million. The central government services is about $9 million. Public works is about $6 million. And if $2.8 million lost the town 44 teachers, what would losing $11 million cost the town? You know, the whole idea of Commonwealth, and technically we are not a state, this is the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, is for all of us together to work and pay for the community services we need. If you think taking $11 million out of the Franklin budget would bring you the community you want, I'd like to know what it would look like. What services would you be getting? What services would you be giving up? So, these are the five things I think that matter to Franklin this week. The school building committee. Work on that will be continuing. Their first meeting is October 1st, where they swear in, do their organization, and then plan to go forward. The bylaw rezoning along 140 will come back at a future town council meeting. Pay attention to that if you're interested. The financial planning committee is continuing working sessions. Their next meeting is October 2nd. The teacher layoffs were confirmed. Hopefully that puts that item to bed, and we can get on to the discussion of how we can avoid an override next time. And then the imminent danger of question one, which is coming up on the ballot November 4th. There'll be additional postings, additional comments. Be careful. of what you hear, listen carefully to what the real impact of that is, and make an informed decision when you go to vote on November 4th. This podcast has been a public service provided to my fellow Franklin citizens and voters. This is Steve Sherlock. For additional textual information, please visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly, suresteve@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the blog. That generates an email to me automatically. And then finally, the musical intro and closing is from the PodSafe Music Network, John Schmidt, with powerful, exhilarating piano music. I hope you enjoy.